Manila, how shocked were you when she went home?
Oh my gosh, I was so shocked. I cannot wait to chat with Arancha Castilla-La Mancha to figure out all the juicy tea.
Yes, I am so down for that. So stay tuned.
Forever. Dog.
Manila.
La Trees Royale.
I'm feeling extra glamorous tonight.
Giving everything you got, trying to make it to the top. Never ever gonna stop, even if you get the chop, 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 chop.
Girl, you got the chop.
Don't be a bitter bitch. Just make them eat it, honey. Welcome to the Chop with Latrice and Manila.
Who's on top?
And who gets the chop?
Let's chop it up, Latrice.
We have truly enjoyed having Arancha Castilla-La Mancha spill the tea with us as our Spanish liaison. So she is back to chat episode 3 of Drag Race España.
Welcome back.
Hey, girl. Hey.
I'm back again.
Okay. Yes.
Oh, my gosh. That. All your España sisters are going to be so jealous.
More no. Right.
In a row.
Yes, yes, yeah. I'm getting that messages.
Well, tell your sister to learn some English so
that's
that
it. Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's all.
Yeah, I assure you they are. They're in Google Translate.
Google Translate. Hey. My Spanish is weak at best. I can order from Taco Bell and that's about it.
That's terrible.
So you're becoming a professional podcast host, Arancha.
Like, mama, we're giving you, like, the full-on intern treatment.
Yes, thank you.
You're not the getting
full,
paid.
The full unpaid intern treatment.
Yes, that's the full experience.
The full experience. Welcome to the Drag Race family,
yes,
girl.
Yes, that's how we do it, honey. Feed the machine.
How are you enjoying co-hosting with us here on The Chop, Arancha?
Well, it's a dream. I'm having so much fun. My ears are going to start to malfunction from all the laughs that we share here. But it's worth it.
It's a good time, girl. We're a good time, gals, honey. Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. So, look, now, last week, Arancha helped us learn a little Spanish by interrupting us, like 3 times randomly throughout the show to share some Spanish words and phrases and knowledge and things that which we definitely needed. Because I feel I feel good now. I feel like I can hold conversation.
Yes, we learned about maricón. We learned about Digo, oh, yeah. And we learned about
tener pluma.
La pluma.
Okay. Yeah. I didn't realize there was going to be a quiz on the next week. I studied.
every week. I think I have another one for you guys.
Okay. All right.
We need to start. We need to get it. And I got some love for the ladies. So I brought you the word that we use colloquially to talk about or lesbian sisters.
Ah.
And it's the word bojera.
Bojera.
Bojera. How do you spell that?
Bojera.
B-O-L-L-E-R-A.
Bojera. Oh, bojera. Okay. Bojera. Bojera.
Like, yes. So it's like a bojo is, a sweet like thing that you make in the oven.
Oh.
So the oven. Yeah.
Okay.
Kind of like a cake.
A little baked treat.
Yeah, they're bakers, basically. Mm. But that's how we call them.
Okay.
Bojera.
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 Bojera. Okay. Are you feeling bojera today?
Bojera. I am. I could eat a little cakes. I could eat a little snack on a little Danish or a little a scone, maybe.
Sweet bread.
A muffin.
Yeah, there's actually another way to call them, too, that I think you'll like it more, which is tortillera.
I love tortillas.
Yes.
And I can see because, if you roll it up all the way, a little taco moment. Yes.
Yeah.
Tuesday. Taco Tuesday. Yes, honey. Get into it.
She said Taco Tuesday. I'm through. Yes. I'm done.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Okay. Well, thank you, Arantxa, for our first lesson. I cannot wait to hear more throughout this episode because I'm sure I know you got more where that came from. So.
We got muffins, we got tacos. Okay.
All food today.
This week, Supreme Deluxe tests the Queen's ball skills in a typically Spanish...
Wait. Oh, not the same kind of balls?
Not Sagittarius
balls.
Not Sagittarius balls.
Okay.
No, we have a Spanish football challenge with Killer Queen taking the win.
Yeah, and the Supreme takes... tasked the girls with creating their own advertising brand based on the Spanish concept Mocarets. I don't know. Is that right?
Mocatriz. Yes.
What is Mocatriz?
Cantante actriz.
Yes. It's like a mixture of being a model, being a singer, being an actress. Mocatriz.
Modelo, cantante, actriz. So
yes. You are a triple threat, baby.
Exactly.
Ooh. Yeah. Is that like a freebie? A free one? Okay. So, actor and star of the Spanish super group Ojete Calor, which means asshole heat.
Woo. Yes.
Carlos Areques joins the judging panel.
Sagittaria wins the challenge while Dovima, Normie, and Inti lands themselves in the bottom two.
Inti quits! Dun, dun, dun! She quits the competition, leaving Dovina Normie to lip-sync alone.
Well, that is some bullshit.
Well. Let's talk about this.
Girl. Okay. Okay, I don't know how to feel like when people quit. Like, it just fucks with me because that's a spot you took from some other girl who could have went further or at least had the passion and drive to continue. You can't get back her teeth and feel like, okay, well, I quit. Like, that's not how life works.
Yeah.
And they were telling her over and over again, like, these are opinions. You take what you like and you leave what you don't like. You know what I mean? So you don't have to absorb it all. You can listen, but you don't have to like take it all in and internalize it. And she did, and her demons got to her, and she punched it.
I'm out of here.
I'm out of here, bitch. I'm washing off my face. I've never seen that before. Like, I've seen bitches walk off the runway, but you don't
see
them walk.
We've seen bitches write their names on lipsticks. We've seen them have, like, moments where, like, Michelle Visage has to console them. But we have never seen someone just be like, okay, I'm out of here. But, I mean, hey, that's one way to go. Like, on your own terms, maybe? I feel for Inti, like... I feel like maybe Inti, I don't know, like, I feel like she's very emotional. I think maybe...
Well, yeah.
I think that, you know, I think we all put so much of ourselves into what we do as drag artists that when our drag is critiqued... We sometimes forget to separate them. Our drag isn't necessarily like
who we are
all the time. So in the pressure cooker of Drag Race, I can understand how much more extreme it is to be taking criticism in front of the world stage. And especially like when you're putting yourself out there and you're trying to represent your heritage and yourself as a trans person and probably having some hormone issues.
Hello. Hormonal.
I think that it could be hormonal. But like, I feel for Inti, and sometimes it's just gotta be like, you know what? She knows what's best for her. I can't be mad for her.
That's the part where I have to support, is because if you're doing it for your own mental health, then you cannot argue that. There's not an argument in the world that can, combat mental health. And like, if you need to leave and do yourself a service by not continuing on, then I support you fully 100%. Like, but if it's just a temper tantrum and you just, you know, you didn't like your critiques and they're like, I quit, that ain't cool. But I'm here for your mental. I want you to take care of you, kid. So, mm-hmm. Arantxa, you are very quiet. You ain't got nothing to say.
Well, I have to agree with you all that if it is for mental health, and she knows what she needs that moment. Of course, I have to say, like always, I'm going to quote a very great philosopher that once said, what you see isn't always the truth.
Mm-hmm, that's true.
But also, this is a program. It is a pressure cooker. A lot of things come to play. A lot of things that you don't even see when you're seeing the program come to play. Mm-hmm. And when your head is not in the game, the best thing that you can do is take yourself out of the game.
So, amen. Amen. All right, Arantxa, you better have some insight. Yes.
We got into the juice like right away. We haven't even talked about
it. We haven't even talked about nothing else. I'm sorry. That was just like.
So let's rewind. Let's get back. So we have like a mini challenge, Spanish football, the Queens.
Y'all look a fool.
But you look like you had a great time.
It was fun.
Kicking around the balls.
Yeah, we love playing with balls.
Yeah. When Poopy caught the ball with her her back rolls.
That was funny.
That was so funny.
Killer Queen wins and she assigns all of the pairs. She had a moment where she like was taking a long time. She was like, who do I want to pick? And she was like, and everyone was like, girl, it's not that hard. Which one of you do you like the most? And she's like, I hate all of you equally. I don't know who to pick. Was it, what do you think she assigned the pairs? Do you think she was being shady? Do you think she was just being like agreeable with everyone? What do you think she was, what was your thoughts, Arantxa, when she was assigning the groups?
Well, knowing Killer, I know she took so long to assign the roles because she was trying to make everyone feel comfortable because she's that kind of person.
Yeah.
So I mean,
bed manners are bedside manners are really nice. So she's like making sure that the queens are not feeling like you set me up, bitch.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
But
right.
Did she set up anyone?
Not that I know of.
Okay. Okay.
Now, you were actually partnered with Killer Queen, and you were the abuelas.
Yes. What?
Hilarious. Hilarious. Y'all were so stupid.
Yes. Thank you.
Now, I want to know, like, you have, like, perfectly coordinated outfits. Now, did you both just have that in your wardrobe when you came, or what?
That was Killer. Killer have them.
She's like, I have this.
Oh, yeah. she brought them and it was perfect. I love working with her. And we were both that kind of stupid. And we were like,
clearly,
yeah.
Hello.
We're going to make this granny's work.
Yeah, you did.
Mm-hmm. Granny, model, singer, actresses. Yes. The next group was the Glamurosas, Carmen and Dovima. I know that Carmen was like, what? Because I'm pretty, you think I can only do pretty?
Yes.
I live it. Girl, take it as a compliment. We
take
think you're glamorous.
It as a compliment.
She's like, but I wanted to be nasty. And she was. I have to say, I thought Dovima and Carmen were, I was like, wait, are they supposed to be the glamorous ones? Or are they supposed to be the hookers?
Right. Because- I got confused too, because it crossed over, didn't it?
It sure did. They had. She was on her knees. They were like... it was becoming very... I was feeling things in my pants a little bit. I'm not going to lie.
Nasty!
But then I didn't have to worry about that boner possibly because the chungas with Poopy and Hugasio came out and I lost that erection so fast.
God. These two odd couple.
That was hilarious. They were like sticking their tongues in each other's mouths.
Like, I was so shocked at how y'all were like, just full out lesbian and
nasty girl.
Nasty. Oh my God. Mm-mm.
Well, we were full on bolleras.
Yes, bolleras.
That's the word, vocabulary yes. word. Hello.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to say that all bolleras are chungas. But these nasty girls. These
yeah.
chungas were nasty. I live. That was fun. I think Poopy is just so good at everything. Like, if you're her partner, you're going to shine.
You're going to have
if
a good time.
You can see that there's a good time happening.
For sure.
And we also had Inti and Sagittarius as the bilingui.
Bilingui.
Okay. Yes. And what does that translate to?
It basically translates to hooker.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
There's no way to say it. It's like a fancy word for prostitute. Fancy
oh,
word,
like, call yeah. girl. She drew
yes.
you
mm, high class escort.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. These two were fun. I enjoyed watching them play together. I feel like I might be missing some money in my bank account because I don't know if I
they look like they will rob you.
I feel like yes. Mm-hmm. I feel like they I owe them money. I'm Venmoing them now, darlings. what'd you think of these two?
No, at first I didn't know what their storyline was until later on after I saw the full edit of it, you know?
Yeah.
But then I was like, oh, this is funny as hell. And then Sagittaria was like overly ridiculously funny to me. Yeah, then once I caught on to what the storyline was, it was really fun.
Now they all shot lip syncing on treadmills, but we didn't see that. Yes. What can we do to make these girls just like exhaust themselves to the point of going crazy and like getting into a fight where they're throwing each other drinks in each other's faces and slapping each other? Like, what can we do to make them? Let's just have them do this like. Treadmill, and you know they played that whole song,
the whole yes. song. Y'all were just running yes. for 5 minutes straight for no
yes.
reason.
And yes, we were. It.
And didn't make it to the final cut.
But you know what? That's how show business works, baby.
Mm-hmm. It just don't make it to the cutting room floor. That's how I go. Well, why don't we take a quick break and then we'll come back in and get into these runaway looks.
We are back, and it's time for the runway. The runway category is hometown looks. ¿Cómo se dice hometown looks en español?
They translate it in mis raíces, which is my roots, but hometown, it's translated to hogar.
Okay, so hogar. It's about their roots. Hogar. So it's like where yes. they're coming from. So,
yes. Okay.
Poopy Poison is the first of the chulapos-inspired outfits.
Yes.
What is chulapos?
Chulapos are traditional dancers from Madrid.
Okay.
Yeah, so people here from Madrid, they dress in like the San Isidro day, which is like the day of Madrid. They dress like chulapos, they dance on the street, and that's the full look that she did.
Okay.
Even with the tree on the head, is that a traditional yes. chulapos look?
No, that actually is the symbol of Madrid.
Oh, it's a strawberry tree.
El oso y el madroño. Yes.
Oh.
It's yeah, and there's a statue of that. If you ever come to Madrid in La Puerta del Sol, which is like the center of the city, there's a statue of El Oso y El Madroño, so you can see Poopy there.
Okay. So when is the celebration of San Isidro Labrador?
It's the 15th of May.
Okay, yeah. Well, let's go. I want to see some trees on some girls' heads.
Let's make some plans for 2022.
Okay.
And I think I can tell you something, some things from Spain too now. Another language thing. I was thinking, because Poopy actually taught me that this one, and I wanted to share it. Because here in Spain, there's actually, there is this culture of like a drag mother, because we have seen it on television and stuff, but before there wasn't. There was actually a drag aunt, a tia. And she was the one that helped you get into drag in the scene. And Poopy, she taught me the story of her tia, which was Andonegi, who died years ago. And right around the time that Andonegi died, I came into the scene and Poopy offered to be my tia. And she was helping me. And she has been helping me ever since. And we were family. And so I wanted to share it because she knows, I know that she's going to appreciate this story of Andonegi.
That is really sweet.
I didn't even know that.
That's great.
Sickening. So she's like your drag mom.
Yeah.
Fabulous. It's the same. It's just like, I mean, we don't, you know, drag mothers don't actually like give birth to these children. They just kind of take them under the wing and give them the guidance that they need and
show them the way they need to go.
Yes, say, baby, you need the ropes. Yes, put on some lashes, bigger lashes.
All right. Put on some body.
Back to the runway. Inti's look was drawing from their Bolivian heritage and was a nod to the costumes worn during the Diablada, which is a dance in Bolivia. This was beautiful and colorful. I love the headdress that she wore.
Yeah.
Yes.
It was really cool. I love the colors. She just looks good in everything because she's just so tall and skinny. What do you think of this outfit, Latrice?
No, I thought she looked fabulous. I guess the judges had issues with her boots, but it's like, what?
I don't know.
I don't know what they were going for, but she looks great. She looks great.
Up next, Arantxa, you're back. Please describe this look. What's going on here?
Well, I wanted to take this runway to make my moment of Hannah Montana revealing that she's Miley Cyrus. And I had to reveal to Spain that I am actually not from Castilla-La Mancha.
Ah.
Just like Hannah Montana is not from Montana, but she was from Tennessee. And so I came out the runway with a queso manchego, which is cheese that is made in Castilla-La Mancha and is like the biggest thing that we export there. And then reveal it into this like baby pageant dress with the flag of Extremadura, which is the region that I'm actually from, wearing as a backpack the thing that we export, which is the Spanish ham.
the leg of
the
ham.
Pasta negra.
The leg of ham.
Cured ham. Yes.
Oh, ham hot, honey.
Ham backpack.
De pata negra, as we say.
You are crazy.
That part.
Tell me something I don't know.
Was that a real, like, pig leg hanging from the back of your...
No. We do everything vegan. That was stuff from... stuffed animal, and
he
made it.
All right, a paper mache, a little okay.
Yes.
No dead animals. No animals were harmed in the making of Arantxa's.
That backpack.
Yes.
Right. Just me. Only I was hurt.
Okay. Who do we have next? We have Hugasio. Her look is inspired by the fallas that were burnt during the Falles Festival in Valencia. Describe this. I mean, I wasn't getting no fires from this, but can you explain this outfit for us, please?
Please.
Yes. The whole idea of the Falles is that in Valencia, which where Hugasio lives, they make like full wood structures, and then one day they just burn them. So the idea that Hugasio tried to represent was Faya midway. It was still trying to build itself because she said that she was still under construction. She was still building herself. And also she was wearing the, just little touch, the colors of the non-binary flag because she is non-binary.
Okay.
And okay. And the heart was the touch of fire.
Well, that was a
Oh, that you rubbed out. Yes. Okay. That was cool effect though.
Okay. Yeah. That it took a lot of explaining. Her art is at levels that are, I think, going over my head. Maybe I don't understand.
High concept, honey. High concept.
Yes. I wouldn't have gotten that at all from this look. Thank God we have Arantxa here to explain it because. All right. This is the look is beautiful. I'll give her that. But putting it to this Faya thing, there's a disconnect for me. But I will just accept it. Next up, Dovima. This look is stunning. She looks fucking fantastic. Come on.
I was getting Joan of Arc. Vibe.
Yes, down. Joan of Arc. I love the mixture of the armor,
metal,
and then the satin and the gown.
Oh, so high fashion. This is like so. This is yeah.
Yes.
This was it for me. She looked really good.
I don't know where she's from. I don't know how this represents her roots. Can you help us out here, Arantxa?
Yes, well, this look actually has like a full legend behind it because she is from Barcelona in Catalonia. And this look represents Sant Jordi, which is the patron, the saint patron of Barcelona. And the thing is that there's a legend that in Montblanc, which is a town in Catalonia, it was being chased by a dragon. And so what they had to do to survive was sacrifice every month a sheep and a child for this dragon to leave them alone.
Damn.
Oh my God.
And one day it was the turn from the princess to be sacrificed. And so when she was about to be eaten by the dragon, Saint Jordi appeared and slayed the dragon. And from the blood of the dragon, a rose appeared. And so he gave the rose to the princess and sent her back to the town. And in that celebration, it's the day, just like the look from Poopy, it's from the day that it's celebrated in Madrid. This is from the day that it's celebrated in Barcelona. And now everyone in the day of Sant Jordi gives someone that they love or a family member a rose and a book in memory of Sant Jordi.
Oh, see, I thought they were all going to be walking around in like armored costumes. But the rose is a cute touch. Yes.
Symbolic. Yeah, I love it. Up next is Carmen Varela.
She's the sexy link. Yes. This is a... She's from Sevilla?
Yes.
In the south of Spain. And they have cats there. I mean, what's a lynx? Iberian lynxes. Yes. So do they have like lynxes in Sevilla?
Yeah, there are species that are extinguishing, are dying.
Oh,
so
in the
in the Doñana Park, they take care of them and they grew them so that we don't lose them. And that's where Carmen told us that's where they scattered her father's ashes. So it was a way for her to connect with her father.
And tribute. Yeah. That is really sweet.
I love that. That was beautiful. And Carmen looks freaking amazing.
She looks amazing.
Yes. I love it.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. I hate her.
I hate her too.
Okay, I know.
Even in her confessionals when she's like in Boyfish and she's got her big old plump lips and her spray tan. I'm like, okay. Girl. And she is hilarious. I live.
Cannot stand her. Love you, Carmen.
I love it.
Next on the runway, we have Sagittaria. And she is
fabulous.
She is like a dessert, a Spanish dessert.
Yes, she is. Yum, yum.
It's like a creme brulee.
Yes.
Okay. So.
Yeah. I'm going to eat it.
Now, does the Spanish dessert crema catalana does it contain nuts? We want to know.
It does when Sagittarius wears it.
Okay.
I love this look.
Although they're concealed right now, yes. And I love it. Yeah.
I love this look.
Cinched and snatched. I love it too. She looks great.
She looks
just dripping.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Then Killer Queen comes out. This is a lot of look. She comes out. She's got basically everyone's outfit on right now. She's part cat.
Damn.
She's part cat.
Right.
Part flamenco dancer. She's got the colors like Ugacio. She's got the roses like Dovima. Can we explain this look a little bit? What's going on here?
Yes. There's things to unpack here. So she's from Madrid, just like Poopy. Mm-hmm. And so she's wearing the chulapo outfit, but the male version of the chulapo outfit. And then she's a cat, because here in Spain, we have the name that you say when you're from a town, but then there are like specific names for people that have been there for generations.
Okay.
And so people that have been in Madrid, their families for generations are gatos, are cats.
Okay.
So she wants to represent that her family have been in Madrid for a lot of generations. Then the chulapo outfit. And then in the back, she's basically wearing the Pride Parade because she wanted to pay homage to her family who have supported her ever since she came out and have been super open to the LGBT community, and Killer wanted to pay homage to them in that way.
Yes. Okay.
I mean,
she paid all the homages, honey.
She for everybody.
Yes. I'm surprised she wouldn't come out in drag Vulcano's platform heels too.
Because she left. If not,
okay. There she would have been. Do we have favorite outfits? Do we have least favorite outfits?
Sagittaria for me is aces. Like, that is just so well done and tasty looking. She knocked it out the park.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with Dovima. She looked like so editorial, and yeah, that was, she looked like she belonged in a church somewhere.
Yeah.
Yes. I love Inti too. Ooh. Oh my god, the colors. It was beautiful.
Yes, yeah. Colors, and it makes it's a lot of colors, but it makes sense, I feel like.
Yes.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It was a beautiful way to pay homage to her Bolivian heritage.
Yeah. Yeah.
So our winner, our Maxi Challenge winner is Sagittaria. Congratulations. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Our bottom two are Dovima and Inti, and we all know how that turns out. So let's talk more about this and then get into our last queen standing right after this break. We're back. Back. Inti shocks us all. She decides to quit.
Were you gag, Garancha? Were you completely like in shock?
Oh, completely. You can imagine. We were saved. So we were in Antioch, and suddenly Inti walks through the door with her outfit out and starts to take her makeup off. And we didn't know what was happening. We didn't hear the critiques. We didn't know if she was just feeling bad, if she needed help. But once we talked to her, and of course in television, it happens in 2 minutes, but there it was a lot of time, a lot of talking.
Of course.
And hearing her, what she needed, which was for her to listen and to agree with her decision and just be there
Support her, yeah. Well, y'all are good sisters. Because, like, you know, I know how emotional and how much pressure it is to be in that environment. And you really do have to deal with your own demons. You don't have anybody you feel like you can really trust because it is a competition at the end of the day. So as much as, you know, we have our sisters, and I have air quotes, they can't help you battle your own demons. And so she had some things that she needed to take care of, and she did what was best for her. So, like I said, I can completely support and be behind someone who needs to do what they need to do for their mental. And,
yes.
Yeah.
However, like you said before, it's like, come on, girl. Like, you got this. Because I was rooting for Inti. I really like what she does and what she does with her drag. So I'm yeah. a little disappointed because, you know, I was getting to know her and I want to see
and
more
from her.
She
has a point
her.
Of view, yeah.
And she has a point of view and she has a story to tell. And yeah. we as an audience might miss out on more of her story.
Oh, for sure.
But you know what? You do you, girl. You take care of yourself. You know what's best for yourself. And I'm sure that the other queens were like, okay.
Well that's easy.
One less competitor.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
Well, yeah. We order her Uber. We help her back. Here you go, girl. Whatever you need, you can call me when I get out.
Girl, but can I get your wig head down before you go?
Can I get those shoes?
Yes, actually. Yeah, for sure. Oh, well, Latrice, shit. It's time to see where we stand in our official The Chop Drag Race Fantasy League Last Queen Standing.
Yes. So now Manila and I chose five queens, and whoever has the winning queen at the end of this Drag Race draft will win the Last Queen Standing.
Now, I chose Carmen Farala, Poopy Poison, Inti, Arancha Castilla-La Mancha, and Dovima Normi. Now, I was shaking in my boots when I found out that Inti and Dovima were in the bottom.
I was feeling better because I chose Drag Volcano, De Macarena, Killer Queen, Ignacio, and Sagittaria. And we each chose our prize. If my queen win, Manila is going to paint me a huge, like, take up the whole wall of my house portrait of myself for my entryway.
And if I win, Latrice is going to send me a year's supply, a lifetime supply of her nuts.
Because I'm so old, my nuts ain't gonna be around forever. So
limited edition, honey.
No.
Well, the tables have turned.
Just a little bit.
Yeah, since Inti went home.
Yeah.
I now have four queens.
Yeah, and I have three. Mm-hmm. But you're still in the lead. So, but just by one. And,
okay,
you know.
Okay.
It's okay. I'm not mad at it. Because, you know.
All right. Okay. Well, I was not seeing that coming at all. Inti was, she took herself out of the competition. She Benda La Creme'd herself.
Mm-hmm.
She Ginny Lemoned,
honey.
She adored Delano's her way out of there.
She Chanel'd her way about, bitch. We had a lot of girls who just said, okay, you know what? Please.
Adios, amigos.
Oh, shit.
Remember, we love your emails. So make sure you send us your emails at latriceandmanila@gmail.com because we might need your help. We need some insider tea on all things España. We don't know a lot of stuff. Arancha is doing her best part trying to teach us the lingo. And so if you have anything to say about Drag Race España, please send us emails at latriceandmanila@gmail.com.
Yes. And, you know, each week we are going to be highlighting our tops and our chops of the week. So our favorite and least favorite moments of the third episode of Drag Race España. Let's start with our tops.
Woo!
for this episode, Manila?
I want to say I really enjoyed watching the queens do their green screen moments in the pairs. I thought the pairings were really good. I thought there was a lot of tongue action.
Yeah, it sure was. Tongue in cheek, wasn't it?
I loved when the Supreme was directing them in their little acting things. I thought the challenge was a lot of fun. So that's my top. Good challenge. I got to learn a little bit. Yeah, it's cute. What about you, Latrice? What's your top?
My top, I think, let me see. I mean, because the challenge was funny. But I more enjoyed them getting into this quick drag football mini challenge situation. I mean, I said, look at these bitches. They look the fool. And it's good TV. We all like it when y'all look silly. Yeah. And y'all did that.
That's right? Our job.
Yeah.
Yes. They were making it from scratch too. It wasn't when
do you see a sewing machine go up in a mini challenge?
Y'all were so serious. In that shit. I was dang.
Dang.
So good for you.
Good for you.
What about your top, Arancha?
Well, I have to say my top this week was definitely the lesbianism. The boyerismo. The boyeras, this episode.
I agree.
Yeah. A moment for the girls. They need it.
I was thinking while I was watching this challenge, I was like, this definitely is making some straight people watching really, really uncomfortable right now because, like, there's a part of you that's like, ooh, these like two like overly glamorous chicks are like making out. And that's just talking about poopy poison. that was fun. I really love it. But what about our chops?
Our chops.
Chop, 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 chop. Latrice. What's your chop?
What's my chop? You know, I don't know. I don't really have a chop.
Well, that's a good sign of the episode.
Well, yeah. The only chop I think I really have is really like I didn't necessarily agree with everything the judges were saying. Like, they gave a lot of mixed signals, like mixed reviews about as far as what a girl should do and more is more. And then, you know, this is too much. And like, it was just a lot of mixed double standards, like that didn't work for me, and the critiques. So I'm chopping the judges' critiques.
Okay. I have my choppable moment for this week involves you, Arancha.
Oh.
There is a scene that I was just like, when you and Killer Queen were over at the side and you were taking a real long time together talking with each other and then all the other queens are like, what are they talking about over there? And we have the piano music playing and Killer Queen is, you know, talking about her backstory and about the struggles that she's gone through.
Oh, like, baby, bullying?
The bullying and the things, but... Arancha, you were sitting there nodding and you had this like this like beautiful face of just like, I'm here for you, honey. We're just gonna wait. And girl, she just talked on and on and your face, girl, was just like your face, girl, was like, okay, baby, we're gonna get through this. Okay, but we still have a challenge to do. Okay, all right. Yeah, all right, let's, okay, yes, I'm here for you, I'm your teammate, I'm your sister, but what about this challenge, and you have a face on, and I was watching your face, and I'm like, I wonder what's going through her head right now, because, you know, she's obviously like, you know, she's opening up with the cameras in front of you, she's opening up to you, which honestly, Arancha, you were there for Inti last week, and you're now here for Killer Queen. And I don't know what it is about your little pretty face. But
I make everyone cry.
You make everyone cry and want to open up and spill their lifelong story to you. But like, I was like, I wonder what's going on through her face. So chop that moment because I wanted to see you guys start becoming crazy old ladies.
Boom. What did your chop, Arantxa?
Ooh, my chop is hard to pick this episode because it was a good one. I have to say, I know you topped it, but that mini challenge, you cannot make 8 gay guys just play football. No. There's no way. In heels.
That is pure entertainment.
Yeah.
Pure for funny. Us at home, yes. For you there, sucks to be you.
Yeah. Actually, I have to say, I take back my top and I have to change it because I have to make my top poopy being a pregnant lady playing football. That was just...
She was pregnant?
Was she pregnant or was she just have her gut out?
She says she was pregnant. I didn't see no baby. I didn't see no...
No pregnancy test. Yeah. She just found out.
Wow.
Oh my God.
Well, that's that. That's our tops and our chops, ladies and gentlemen.
That is our tops.
Thank you so much for listening to The Chop. We have new shows every Tuesday and Thursday.
And please subscribe to our show and rate and review us on your podcast apps.
And you can send us an email and we might read it on the show next week. Email AtriceAndManila@gmail.com.
And you can follow us at Latrice Royale and at Manila Luzon. Arantxa, remind our listeners where we can follow you.
At Arantxa Castilla Mancha on Instagram. And also you can find me on paypal.me/ArantxaCLM. Just in case
you want to send her a tip or yeah. An invoice.
right.
Well. An invoice. Arantxa, you owe me money. Here's the invoice.
If you want to insult me, that's the place. Send me money.
As long as you send me money.
Yes.
Well, we'll see you next week to find out
who gets El Chop.
Forever Dog.
To listen to The Chop ad-free and one day early, sign up for Forever Dog Plus at foreverdogpodcast.com/plus.
The Chop is produced by Forever Dog and Moguls of Media, a.k.a. Mom.
Hosted by Latrice Royale and Manila Luzon.
Produced by Joseph Shepard.
Editing and sound design by Will Pitts.
Executive produced by Big Dipper, Willem Belli, Alaska Thunderfuck, Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey.
Our theme song is The Chop by Manila Luzon and Latrice Royale.